In this bulletin, Prime Minister Scott Morrison meets for the first time with US President Joe Biden at the G7. Victorian health authorities continue the search for the source of the single locally acquired COVID-19 case. And in sport, Swimming Australia are looking into sexism claims after Maddie Groves withdraws from the Olympics bid. With the latest SBS News, I'm Alan Lee. Australian Prime Minister Scott Morrison has met US President Joe Biden for the first time on the sidelines of the G7 summit in England. British Prime Minister Boris Johnson also joined them for a 40-minute long discussion. Mr. Morrison says it was a meeting of friends and allies who share a view on the world and a great opportunity. Australia was invited to be a guest nation at this year's summit by Mr. Johnson, allowing Mr. Morrison to participate in several sessions with G7 leaders. And Mr. Morrison has renewed calls for a thorough probe into the origins of COVID-19 amid a second day of meetings at the G7. At the health forum, the lab leak hypothesis of COVID-19's origins has been discussed, with the final summit communique likely to call for a fresh World Health Organization investigation. Mr. Morrison says another investigation would help prevent future pandemics, and the purpose of the inquiries is to understand and not place blame on anyone.
What's important in the future is that should there ever be an event, should there ever be a seriously communicable virus or disease, that the world acts swiftly. I mean, I thought the 100-day plan that was set out today was brilliant. And the leadership of the UK Chief Science Officer, I think it was, who played such a strong role in pulling this together, that's tremendous. But if we can act even earlier, and if the WHO can have the authorities that require that, then I think that's very positive.
The WHO's Director General, Dr. Tedros Adhanom Ghebreyesus, agreed with Mr. Morrison and says cooperation and transparency from the Chinese side is needed. The initial WHO inquiry found a leak from the Wuhan Institute of Virology was extremely unlikely. Back home, Victorian health authorities are yet to link the latest community case of COVID-19. The mystery case is a man living in central Melbourne with his young family who did all the right things when he showed symptoms. Victorian testing commander Jerome Wymar says he's confident the case link is linked to the main Kappa virus variant outbreak, but he's more concerned about undiscovered cases because of low testing rates. Health Minister Martin Foley is urging anyone with the slightest of symptoms to get tested and says Victorians should get vaccinated as soon as possible. Queensland's been on high alert after multiple Victorians were caught flouting border pass rules this week. Meanwhile, Australia has pledged to provide 20 million COVID-19 vaccine doses to countries in the Southeast Asia and the Pacific regions. Protests have continued amid the G7 meetings between world leaders in Cornwall. Climate change is among the top issues on the agenda of the summit, but activists say politicians have been making empty promises on climate action. Some even reenacted a medieval penitence march to draw attention to what they call environmental crimes of the modern world. Richard Eccleston, a 59-year-old activist, says more needs to be done.
Our theme for today is the fact that G is for greenwash. So what we're saying is that we understand what the government and big business are doing. They are basically painting a story like they're doing what needs to be done for the climate and ecological emergency. But we know that they're not. So we're just bringing that to their attention, that we're watching them and we know what they're up to.
Blasts have hit two buses in western Kabul, killing at least seven people and injuring six. The explosions took place on Saturday in a neighbourhood dominated by the minority Hazara community. Violence has been rising as foreign forces withdraw from the country by September the 11th and efforts to broker a peace settlement between the Afghan government and the insurgent Taliban have slowed. It wasn't immediately clear who was behind the attacks. The Hazara community has also been the target of several attacks from the Islamic State militant group. In May, an unclaimed attack on a school in the area left around 80, mostly schoolgirls, dead. A body's been located in a house destroyed by fire in the southeast Queensland town of Kilcoy, with two people missing. Emergency services were called to the house yesterday afternoon. Crime scene and fire investigators will process the scene from first light today to determine the cause of the fire. The sport and Swimming Australia is calling on athletes to detail any sexism in the sport while launching a wider investigation into the Maddie Groves furore. The governing body will create an all-female panel to investigate Grove's claims of misogynistic perverts in the sport and any broader issues. An independent panel will be formed in the coming weeks. The organisation's Ethics and Integrity Committee will also investigate the claims of Ms. Groves, a dual Olympic silver medalist who has alleged, among other issues, incidents of fat shaming. And now for a look at today's weather. In Perth today, a shower or two, high of 19. 19 in Adelaide as well, and cloudy. Partly cloudy in Melbourne, 16 the high. 15 degrees in Hobart with showers easing. Morning frost for Canberra, and then partly cloudy with a high of 13. A sunny day in Wollongong and a high of 20. Similar conditions in Sydney, high of 19, and mostly sunny in Newcastle, also 19 degrees. 23 degrees today in Brisbane and sunny. In Cairns, partly cloudy and a high of 29. And in Darwin, sunny and 31. And that's the latest SBS News and Sports. I'm Alan Lee.